Revelation chapter 3. We are in that section of Revelation, chapters 2 and 3, where our Lord Jesus is writing, dictating seven letters to seven churches. He's dictating them to the Apostle John. And seven churches that he picks out of what is modern-day Turkey, Asia Minor. And it's interesting, he doesn't pick out, these aren't the only seven churches that were ever in Asia. In fact, he misses some of the big ones. But he picks them out for a reason. And we believe that, for one thing, we believe that the conditions, if you take all the seven churches and you take it all together, you have a picture of the whole church. Seven, you know, that number of perfection, that number of completion. And so we believe there's a reason, a pattern to this. We believe that he is speaking to the whole church throughout history. We also believe that he was speaking to real churches back in 95 AD. When we look at tonight the church of Laodicea, there was a real church. There was a real city of Laodicea. And he wrote to this real church. But we've also been seeing that each of these letters ought to apply to each of us. And indeed, each letter contains the phrase, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." So in other words, every one of us who can hear what I'm saying and what we're reading, every one of us is responsible to learn what is in all of these letters. And then, of course, lastly, we've seen that these letters, as far as the order and the way it's all laid out, this is a very interesting picture of church history, starting with the church at Ephesus, the church of the apostles, which started off correct, right in doctrine, the teaching of the apostles, but by the end of this first century, they had left their first love. And then the church at Smyrna from AD 100 to AD 300, the persecuted church, when there was a great persecution under Rome from AD 100 to 300. The church at Pergamum from 300 to 600 AD, when paganism began to get mixed into the church at the time that the persecution dropped off. And in fact, at one point, Christianity became the religion of the Roman Empire. From AD 600 to 1500, the church at Thyatira, where there is a mixing of spiritual immorality and more paganism increases. And indeed, we find some disturbing similarities between Thyatira and the beginnings of the Roman Catholic Church. And then from AD 1500 to the present, we see the church at Sardis. It's funny, churches that began correctly began with life but didn't finish the job. That's his message to Sardis. Finish the job. Finish the job that you started. The starting of reforms, but not going far enough. Reformation churches. And then the church at Philadelphia we looked at last week, which kind of, you know, I see historically somewhere around in the 1800s, 1850s. The church that honored God's word, the church that has the open door, the church that takes advantage of the opportunities. And you see, beginning in the middle of the 1800s, the great birth of modern missions. Churches beginning to send people all around the world, the open doors that people took advantage of beginning in the 1850s. And now we move to Laodicea. Laodicea. Church number seven. Number seven, Laodicea. Maybe historically we would kind of see things, I don't know, some guys pick around 1900, the turn of the century. To me, I see a lot of garbage coming in by 1930s in the churches that will be very, very parallel to this. Letter to Laodicea. Let's read it. And to the angel of the church of Laodicea, we're in Revelation 3:14. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich. Now, I don't take this personally. Rich, Richard. Hello. Dad, and you won't take this. There's a lot of Richards here, right? Richard, 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 Richard. Scary, ain't it? Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Now, Laodicea is one of these letters where it's very important to get an understanding historically and almost geographically of what's going on. Because a lot of stuff makes a whole lot more sense in this letter. The name, for those of you name people, the name Laodicea means justice of the people. Laos people, Dicea from Dikeo means to justice, to cause the judge. Justice of the people. Let's move on. It was a city in southwest Asia Minor, located on the banks of the Lycus River in the province of Phrygia. It was located on an ancient highway running from Ephesus to Syria. And being situated at a major crossroads, the city enjoyed prosperity. This was kind of like the Orange County of Asia Minor. Okay? It was originally called Diospolis, and then it changed its name to Roas. But in the 3rd century B.C., Antiochus, the second king of Syria, by the time he came along, it was wiped out. He came, rebuilt it, named it after his wife, whose name was Laodicea, or actually in Greek, Laodicea, or Laodicea, and so he named it Laodicea. The cities near it, there was two cities nearby. There was one city named Hierapolis, which was a Roman resort town. And then there was another city, Colossae, where we have the letter to the Colossians. The Colossian people were nearby. And in fact, you will find that Paul mentions the Laodiceans several times in the Colossian epistle. And in fact, in the Colossians, he says, you know, after you're done with this letter, send it off to the church at Laodicea. And the letter that I wrote them, you get it and read it too. You know, so he was kind of like, you know, making use of these letters. It's like, I put all this work into this letter. I'm not going to just let it go to one church. You know, no. Okay. Eventually, through history, the city was abandoned, and today it's just a pile of ruins. There is no city.